This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
We don't walk by the fear of the devil. We walk by, you must not fear. You must fight it with everything on the inside of you. You must stand up as bold as possible and say, I ain't scared of you, devil. I'm not scared of you, Corona. I'm not scared of you, poverty. I'm not scared of you, divorce. I will not fear.
Text to Give with Secure Give is a fast, easy way to give from anywhere, anytime. It's just two quick steps. First, text the keyword CDMVC followed by the amount you like to give to 74483. Second, when asked to confirm, just text Y and your transaction is complete. That's all there is to it. Text to Give, the fastest, easiest way to give on the go.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let our sunshine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1. And verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 7. He says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind, but not the spirit of fear. Now let's look at this same scripture in the NLT, the New Living Translation. We'll spend a lot of time there this morning. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but He's given us power, given us love and self-discipline. Now, I want to take the time today. This past week God spoke this to me, and I'm like, I don't know about that. You ever had God say something to you? He said, do something. You're like, I don't know how to do that. And He spoke these words to me. He said, what do you do when fear sounds like God? I'm like, what? And, you go to researching things and checking things out, and you're like, man, I can't find them. What do you do when fear sounds just like God? And we know we're in the end times, and God has given us wisdom. But when I read this 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 7, one of the things I thought about is how we respond to fear is what matters the most. How we respond to fear is what matters to the most. Fear doesn't come from God. The thing you fear the most is what will come on you. Fear is the faith of the devil. Like God needs faith in order to bring His word to pass, Satan needs fear. He needs us to operate in fear in order to bring His will to pass. And over the years, I've seen just in Christianity, how people have slowly begun to give excuse for fear to be in their lives. But the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, there is the fear of the Lord, which doesn't have to do with fright. The fear of the Lord is a respect and a reverence for God. But I'm talking about this timidity, this being afraid and And where does it come from? Like, God has to have faith in order to do things in your life. Satan has to have fear to bring things to pass in your life. Before certain things can happen in your life, fear has got to precede it. And so my assignment this morning is to ask the Holy Spirit to help me, to help you cast out the spirit of fear. And so you can live a life free from fear. Now, you know, church in the past have, they didn't cast out fear. They just went foolish. They just started doing stupid stuff like, you know, they have glasses on and they say, I'm not wearing my glasses. And then they expect somebody to ride with them. Ain't nobody gonna ride with you because you can't see. Well, but I have faith. Well, let me know when the faith is manifested. You follow what I'm saying? So I'm going to talk to you. This is what we need to look at. How to know when you're being controlled by fear. How do you know? Because the lines have gotten so thin and so gray that even church people don't even know when they're operating in fear. How do you know when you're being controlled by fear? Because fear is the faith of the devil. Like, God needs faith to bring His word to pass. Satan needs fear to bring his word and will to pass in your life. And where there is no fear, he cannot bring his will and his word to pass in your life. But lots of Christians have tolerated fear. And when you tolerate fear, you contaminate faith. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. And that's what the enemy's done. He's tried to get Christian people to tolerate fear, make excuses for us being there, saying it's all right for it to be there. And then when it comes time to operate by faith, your faith has been contaminated. And so we got to deal with it. And you have to know that all hell has been unleashed against me today, trying to shut my big mouth. Because somebody gonna get this thing today. And hell is trembling because of your very presence in here today. So you're gonna hear a couple of voices today. You're gonna hear, you're gonna hear two or three voices today. You're gonna hear my voice, God's voice, and the devil's voice. But you are a free moral agent. You get to decide. So I gotta stick with the word today. Very little of my opinion has got to be put aside for what you got to hear today. Because if Satan can get a foothold of fear into your life, you'll think it's faith, you'll think it's okay, and by doing so, you grant him access into your life, and a lot of things going on, you don't even know it. Now, I want to look at some things that happens when fear is allowed. Number one, let's look at what happens when fear becomes bondage. What happens when fear becomes bondage? Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 in the NLT. Let's look at it there. When fear becomes bondage. Now watch this. Here's what I'm talking about here. When the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. They hid from God amongst the trees. Now, why would they hide from God? Now, look at this in the King James. I'm going to be going backwards from New Living to the King James. They hid from God. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Now, they had just disobeyed God. They had just eaten of the forbidden fruit. And now they're hiding. They're hiding. You see, fear did not enter the world until Adam and Eve chose to disobey God concerning the fruit in the garden. There's no fear. But they made a decision. You are a free moral agent. You can make a decision. They made a decision to not do what God told him to do. God said, don't eat of the fruit of this particular tree. Just one. Don't eat of this particular tree right here. Why is it that we always desire something we know we can't have? You can't have that woman because she married. Don't try to rap to see if she'll take it. You can't have it. She married. You can't have that man because he married. Don't come around with a t-shirt on. I think you get what I'm saying, right? So once they sinned, their sin created a confinement. Once they sinned, their sin created a confinement or bondage of fear. They sinned, it created a bondage of fear as they covered their bodies and physically hid from God. They went from paradise to the prison of fear. They feared God's response to their sin. They feared their new awareness of sin. They became imprisoned by fear, not able to experience the freedom of their relationship with God because they had sinned and they were hiding from Him. When fear takes over, we want to hide from everyone, especially from God. When fear takes over, you don't want to be around some saved person, especially when you know they're good and saved. Why? Fear keeps you in bondage. Fearful of the future. Fearful of sickness and disease. Fearful of job loss. Fear can control us to the point where we will turn away and start hiding from God. That's all governed by fear. However, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 through 15. Let's read it out of the King James and then the NLT. Fear is the faith of the devil. Like God needs you to operate in faith in order for His word to come to pass, Satan needs you to operate in fear in order for his word to come to pass. Fear brings bondage. Hebrews chapter 2, 14 says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. Satan had the power of death. That is the devil. And he wants to deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. People who have a fear of death are subject to bondage. You're in bondage because you have a fear of death. That's what this age is all about. The fear of death. The fear of death is what opens the door for the reality of death. He says through all their lifetime, they had a fear of death. And he said they were subject to bondage. You're in bondage because you had a fear of death. How many, and I'm not, you know, don't raise your hand, but think about this. The days that we're living in right now, has it produced a fear of death on the inside of you? Are you in this bondage that you are afraid I'm going to die? Whether you have the vaccine or not, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, do you have a fear of death? Because when you have a fear of death, that is bondage. And God wants to deliver you from this bondage. He wants to deliver you from the fear of death. Fear is the faith of the devil. Just like God needs faith in order to bring stuff to pass, Satan needs fear in order to bring things to pass. If you don't have fear in your life, Satan can't bring that thing to pass without fear. If you don't have faith operating in your life, God can't bring certain things to pass without faith. Fear is the faith of the devil. And the whole world is falling subject to the faith of the devil, which is called fear. And as Christian people, we walk by faith in Jesus Christ. We don't walk by the fear of the devil.
We walk by. You must not fear. You must fight it with everything on the inside of you. You must stand up as bold as possible and say, I ain't scared of you, devil. I'm not scared of you, corona. I'm not scared of you, poverty. I'm not scared of you, divorce. I will not fear. Say that out loud. I will not fear. Say this out loud. For if God be for me, who can be against me? No fear here. And it's everything that the enemy can do, what he can get you to see and hear and say to produce this progress towards fear. And there are so many people who are so fearful in this day and time, they don't even know how fearful they are. You can be smart and you can be cautious, but there's one thing to be fearful. I trust God. And fear is an enemy to that trust. You don't do foolish things, but neither do you allow fear to overwhelm you so much that you're being controlled by it. Doesn't mean you do stupid things. I'm not gonna climb on top of the Empire State Building and stand on my hands to prove to you that I ain't scared, because I ain't got that good of balance. God will give you some smarts. I'm not going to do like they did years ago. They bought a bunch of snakes in the church and say, all right, prove that you ain't scared. Well, I ain't got to prove I ain't scared. I just want to understand. I don't know that snake, and that snake don't know me. I don't understand snakes that much to be going around them. You see what I'm saying? You can mix faith with foolishness and get confused about what you're doing. Faith is according to the word. I'm doing what's according to the word. Fear is being afraid to do what the word says. So keep your life based in God's word. I have faith in God's word. Don't get caught up into what these other people are trying to do, to talk about you ain't got no faith if you don't stand on one leg off the side of a building. Fool, get out of my way. What? No. Faith is the guy that's subject to God's word. Do you understand that? So the first thing that we know is that fear wants to contaminate our faith, and fear wants to get us in bondage, get us in a bondage of fear. I know some people who are just, they're afraid of everything. They're so fearful, so afraid of everything. I ain't doing nothing because I'm afraid. I won't allow myself to be in fear. And fear is dominating the earth in these last days. Yeah, but Pastor Dollar, well, what about wisdom? We're going to talk about it in a minute. Wisdom is the word. And people are just, I can't go anywhere without experiencing somebody's fright and somebody's fear. I thought, wow, this is big. And if you're not careful, it'll rub off on you. You look at the 5 o'clock news, the 6 o'clock news, the 6:30 news, the 7 o'clock news. By the time entertainment tonight come on at 7:30, you're too scared to look at entertainment tonight. And it's got to be addressed. I'm not telling you not to wear your mask. You wear your mask. You do whatever you need to do for your comfort level, but make sure it's not being motivated by fear. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? Fear not, for I am with you. And somebody want to make an excuse for that. Before you know it, if they can make an excuse for that scripture, they'll start making excuses for all of the scriptures, and you ain't going to have nothing to stand on after a while. Number two, how do I know when I'm being controlled by fear? Number two, when fear steals your focus. How do I know when I'm being controlled by fear? When fear steals your focus. You see, whatever we focus on is what we give strength to. Whatever we focus on is what we give strength to. What are you focused on? Whatever we focus on is what we give strength to. Some of us are focusing more on the troubles of the world and little to none on the Word of God.
And so, you know, check it out. You're spending more time focused on everything else and 2 minutes focused on God's word. So obviously what has more strength in your life is the area that you're giving more focus to. And yet God doesn't get that time. You're focused on it. I mean, I thought about this one day. I'm like, dear God, I'm spending, what, the majority of the time focused on fear. I remember when the doctor diagnosed me with cancer, and I knew I had to get this right. You don't have too many shots when you get diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer. You got to get this right. And so the first thing I did is I got to get this right. First thing I need to do is turn off all entrances into my house that can produce fear or steal my attention, because the Bible says attend to the word. And I need to make sure I wasn't giving attention to something else more than I was giving attention to the word. And I set me a schedule up. We're talking about life and death. I ain't got time to be playing. I ain't got time to be looking at, you know, the pyramid or entertainment. I ain't got time to look at none of that. The devil's trying to kill me. I'm in the fight for my life. So I set a schedule up. You know, from this time to this time, I'm going to walk up and down the hall and declare the word outside loud. Outside, with my mouth. Not outside, but outside of myself, saying it with my mouth. And then from this time to this time, I'm just going to sit there and meditate on all these scriptures. This time, I'm going to listen to healing scriptures. This time, I'm going to walk up and down the thing, and I'm going to declare the word of God on healing. This time, I'm just going to sit there and meditate on God and hear what God's got to say. And I just set my thing up, and I'm like, oh no, I'm not losing this fight. I'm a fight to live. And many have died of what I had. And I'm like, if God be God, then if he don't heal me and he healed anybody else, then he wouldn't be right. You got to heal me. Oh my God. I am your son. Glory be to God. I have faith in you. Glory be to God. And every devil in hell attacked me. You gonna die. And I didn't sit there and listen to them. Every time I heard the voice of the devil, he had to hear my voice twice as long declaring the scripture. If he talked to me at 3 o'clock in the morning, I get up and get my confessions out. And I say, all right, you wanna fight? You wanna dance? And I go after it. See, some people don't understand it. You sit up there and let it defeat you. I'm not gonna be defeated. I believe that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I believe that when I declare the word of life, it overcomes death. I'm not going to sit there and just die. I'm not going to sit there and just become a spiritual sissy and just get scared and die and listen to what he tell me. Every time he talk to me, I talk right back to him. You know you're going to die. Oh, you don't understand the devil. You don't understand, Mr. Devil. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the word of God. And you don't understand that the word of God declares that I am healed. You don't understand that I am whole. You don't understand the power of God that's working in me right now. You don't understand that Jesus, through his blood, has given me access to his healing. I got to preach into myself. I know you hear that being preached, but I actually did it. I had to preach to myself. In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And here he is right now. Alive and well. You can't be controlled by your fear. Fear tries to steal your focus. And whatever we focus on is what we give strength to. I'm not going to sit there and focus on, I'm going to die, I got cancer. I'm going to die, I got cancer. I'm going to die, I got cancer. Oh, no, Jesus, why? Ain't got time to do that. This is a fight. That cancer was fighting 24 hours a day to try to kill me. I had to make sure I matched him. Well, what about when you slept? I took a tape recorder and mass healing scriptures, so while I was asleep, it would still be going on. Glory be to God. You don't understand the fight. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says fight the good fight of faith. I'm not going to let him win. I believe God.
Are you looking for tools to defeat the terror and panic that are in the atmosphere these days? The answers are in Creflo Dollar's 7-message series, How to Defeat Fear. God is greater than any fear we could face, and this life-changing series will equip you with godly weapons to eliminate fear from your life.
Jesus came to be an example of how to live life in this physical body. And this is how you live life as a Christian in this physical body, dependent on God. Your faith is really dependent on God. The just shall live by dependent on God. Now, dependent on God is the substance of things hoped for. Dependent on God is the evidence of things not seen. For we live from dependent on God to dependent on God. Just trust God and watch Him come in and take that fear away from you.
Visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore or call the number on your screen to secure your series today for a love gift of only $40 US or more. Banish fear today.
Calling all world changers. Meet us July 14th through the 16th for the 2022 Grace Life Conference. That's right. Make plans now to join us for 3 days of power-packed revelation.
God wants to favor you. God wants to do something good in your life. He wants to overtake you with His blessings. He wants to overtake you with His goodness.
Stop running away from trouble. Learn how to trouble your trouble.
Trouble your trouble with praise. Trouble your trouble with joy. Trouble your trouble with a shout.
It's time to be empowered by Pastors Creflo and Taffy Dollar. Register right now to reserve your seat. Text Grace Life, no spaces, to 51555 or call 1-866-477-7683. Virtual registration is also available. Visit gracelife-conference.org for more info.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Prayer is a communion with God, and your communion with God should be constant. I'm telling you, New Testament praying, we tell our problems about our God. When you move from prayer into communion, your life's going to change.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
He says it is by our love that people will know that we belong to Christ and that we are Christians indeed. It's not our knowledge of quoting scriptures and chapters in the book, but it's by our love. And then as a result, we can extend that same love to other people.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you. And here at World Changers, we understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We want to make the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.